think it is a real joy, blessing, a privilege, and honor to be able to be here. Another Monday afternoon, we are thankful for God's eternal love, His mercy, and His goodness and compassion toward us. It's a real joy, blessing, and an honor, and a privilege to know Him as one's personal Savior. I talk a lot about it because it's worthy to be repeated. If it hadn't been for Him, I'd been dead a long time ago. But I'm glad God had mercy upon me and helped me when I couldn't help myself. I looked past all my faults, saw my needs, and gave me a place of repentance. I'm glad that I did repent. True repentance means being sorrowful after a godly sort, not sorrowing that sin caught up with you. I was sorry about that as well, but my sorrow is greater than all that. I sorrowed in a godly way. I was remorse. I was ashamed of myself. I was willing to give up myself and repent and turn from my wicked ways. I'd had enough of sin and Satan, and so I didn't know much about the Bible. I knew the Bible's about. My brother's prayers caught up with me. I got broken contrite, and I repented. I simply asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. I realized I was a sinner, and I knew who the Savior was. I just didn't know Him as a personal Savior, but I got personally acquainted with Him 40 wonderful years ago. Now, it saddens my heart to know that most people have a lip service and a head knowledge, and they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that is, in tongue and cheek and mind. But they never have had a personal experience in grace. Their hearts never have been operated on. God has never took out that old heart of stone and that old corrupted nature inside of them and put a new nature, divine nature, God in Him, Christ in them, the hope of glory. They know about Him, but they don't know Him personally. All the difference in the world. I knew about Him. I always knew about Him. I always knew He was the Son of God. But He got personal and real and alive in me. When I gave up myself and I turned from sin, I repented. I got broken contrite after a godly sort, and I called on Him for mercy and forgiveness of my sins. The Bible said anybody that does that, now that means you're genuine in repentance, you're willing to give up yourself, and you want the mercy and forgiveness of sins, you're broken contrite, and you ask Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I know He saved me just like I was. I was brand new on the inside. He put me in newness of life. Old things passed away. All things became new to me. I was not born as a mature person. I was born, as the Bible said, a newborn babe in Christ. When you're born, it's like in this world, you're not born grown, you're born a baby. So I was born a babe, a newborn babe in Christ. The Bible said for me, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. And I've been trying to grow ever since. I'm still in the growing process. I've not yet apprehended yet. I'm still pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. God in Christ Jesus. I still got a long, 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 long ways to go. Beloved, I'm trying. I want to be like Him. I'm so far short of that. I look at Him, look at me, and that's cry out daily. Woe is me. God help me. That is my wretched flesh. On the inside of me now, that's a different story. As a new nature, divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's perfected. That's pure and perfect. If it were not, He couldn't live there. But outside of me, praise God, let me tell you something, there's still the old sinful nature. I need help all the time, and I'll cry out to Him to help me. The temptation that's in this flesh. Everybody is tempted. He was tempted when He got into a human body, became man, the Son of Man, yet the Son of God, God reincarnate in a human body, and took on the likeness of sinful flesh, yet He knew no sin, but He became sin for you and I. We might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And God sent Him to be the Savior of the world. And that's who He is. Beloved, He also was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. We all have temptation. I still got temptation, but I've got help. I've got the overcomer. I got the witness on the inside. And I don't try to run around, don't misunderstand me, to practice in sin. When I got saved 40 years ago, my drinking, my smoking, my cussing, my gambling, my righteous living, all that types of foolishness left me. I've not practiced that since. Neither have I desire to do that. But that's not withstanding the same, beloved. I still have temptation. We all do. All of us are tempted. We all have foolish thoughts, vain thoughts. The Bible says even thoughts of foolishness. It's sin. There's not a man alive that don't have foolish thoughts. He was the only one that didn't have them. That's because he was God reincarnate in a human body. Beloved, he was perfect within and without. Although he suffered temptation, getting into a human body, and that's the way it is. You're a human flesh, and you have temptation. The devil tries to attack us through three different avenues. That is, the lust of the eye, the lust of flesh, and the pride of life. That's the way the devil works on all of God's creation, beloved, through these three avenues. We've got to learn to crucify, mortify, put to death the deeds of the body, and strive for faith, holiness, and the fear of God. The Lord Jesus died as our substitute, as propitiation, the atonement for our sin. He that knew no sin, He's the only one, beloved, that can qualify to be one that was sinless. He was born of a a virgin, immaculate birth. He was born not of the will of man, lust of flesh, but of the Holy Ghost of God. He didn't have the same type of birth that we had. He had a fleshly birth, but his seed came from above. His seed came from above. It's God reincarnate in a human body. God became man, yet he was still God Almighty, but he took on another form, took on the likeness of sinful flesh, got in a human body, yet he was still God. He just got down, become one of us, so that he might be a merciful high priest. He might be the great mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, yet he's God reincarnate in a human body, in another form. Beloved, in his God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, then these three are one. You can't have one. You don't know one without the other. The Bible says he knows God and don't recognize Jesus as to be the Son of God, a God in the human flesh. Beloved, don't know anything in reality. Don't know anything in reality about God Almighty. You cannot, will not have one without the other. Beloved, these are one in three and three in one. Folks said to me, sir, and some of the Muslim folks said, well, you believe in three God. I said, no, sir, I believe one God Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. This in three different, beloved, states of being, and not, of course, it's God Almighty being the Father, the Creator of all things. Beloved, it's one in three and three in one. I believe in one God, Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. There's not but one true living God, beloved. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, the same God, beloved, that I worship, the one that created all the earth and everything therein. He is the Savior. That is the Savior for all mankind. And it's not something, some type of figure of my imagination, something I've just sort of hummed up and drummed up myself and tried to coach myself to believe that that's the way it is, beloved. That's got nothing to do with it. This is a fact of reality. He's the Son of the living God. He's living on the inside of me. I've got the witness of God. I've got the testimony, beloved, of Lord Jesus Christ living inside of me. You can't be saved and not know it. The Bible said, you know, you pass from death of the life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I said these religious cults and these religious denominations, beloved. I'll tell you this, too. I'm a Baptist preacher, but I'm ashamed of most Baptists. Most Baptists need a dose of salvation. Beloved, they've got a head, not a lip service, and an empty heart. They've never had a conversion. Beloved, they've never been born again. They're all these different denominations. I'm so glad that Jesus found me before the Baptist did. I'm glad the Lord Jesus found me before this religious world did. Thank God, Paul said, and I know that to be a fact myself. I know in whom I believe. There, nobody can talk me out of what I got. They've gotten there 40 years too late. He's living on the inside of me. This is not the figure of my imagination. It's a reality. He talks with me, walks with me, deals with me, helps me, corrects me. Everything. He's a wonderful, precious friend. What a friend, the song says, we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything the Lord in prayer. Thank God. I'm glad we got a great mediator, a great high priest between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. He died to substitute death for you and I. If you'll just accept him and come to know him as your personal Savior, beloved, I'll guarantee you, without doubt, I'll guarantee you, you'll know you've passed from death unto life. You can't be saved and not know it. The Bible said we know we've passed from death unto life. We know we're saved when God gives us love for the brethren. I just used to run the church, the house of God. When somebody come around and tell me there was a Christian, my heart was condemned. And, beloved, as soon as I could, I try to make an exit stage left. I try to get away from them as soon as I could, but I'm glad when I got saved, my attitude, my actions, my deeds, my ways, my thoughts, my very being was turned over and turned around. Beloved, I had no desire to run from, but to run to. I told the church a lot of time when I preach at church in different places, I said, let me tell you something. I used to meet the housekeeper there, me and my little gang of youngers, my seven youngers. We come from a long ways. I was there on Sunday morning, Sunday school, church service, Sunday night training unit, Sunday night service, Wednesday night service, Thursday night choir practice, Tuesday night, Monday night's visitation, nursing home. I just couldn't get enough of it. And, beloved, 40 years later, I'm still enjoying every moment of it. I bet Jesus found me before this religious world. And if you just got religion, it'll wear out. It won't do any good, beloved. It won't transform you. Nor will it change you, beloved. It'll not do anything to you but make you miserable. If you've got religion, that is some type of denomination, some type of man-made religion, and you've got a case of do-betters, you've turned over a new leaf, I can promise you, you're not satisfied, you're not happy on the inside. The only thing you're doing is just deceiving and kidding yourself. Brother, you need a good dose full-time salvation, beloved, you need to experience a new birth. You need to have and know Jesus as your personal Savior, personal experience in grace. I promise you, when you get saved and get past your religion, get past your denomination, get past your head knowledge, your lip service, and when you get transformed, you really repent, turn from sin, give up yourself, and call in with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, I promise you, I'll guarantee you, your life will never be the same. That's why the Apostle Paul said, therefore, if any man or any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. I'll guarantee you, when you get saved, it'll put you in newness of life. I know that'd be a positive fact. Beloved, it happened to me. The drinking, the smoking, the gambling, the cussing, and a lot of folk quit those kind of things, and they want to do better. And those are bad things to oneself, and not only that, they're bad more. They're sinful, beloved. I knew that, but that's not why they gave me up. The reason they gave me up was because when I died on the inside, beloved, I stinking self, I crucified the old man, God raised me up a new man, beloved. Those old desires that I had in time past were gone, completely gone. I didn't have to quit them, they quit me. I mean, the desire led me to take of those kind of things. I had a new desire, new nature, divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. What a blessing, what a privilege, what a joy, what an honor to know him as one personal Savior. And if you don't know him this afternoon, I'm sure you know about him. I'm sure you're persuaded by hearing the gospel. It's spoken, whether it's peace and spirit or not, then it's set on your mind, and in your mind, your way of thinking, you don't have no problem believing Jesus, Son of God. Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad that you're doing. You'd be right in thinking that, beloved, but that won't save. You've got to receive him, believe on him, accept him as one's personal Savior. You've got to see yourself destitute of the truth, blinded by the God of this world, overwhelmed with sin, dead in sin, beloved, and on your way to hell without hope if you don't repent and come to him. You cannot save yourself. You can't be good enough to get to heaven. You're just good enough to go to hell. There's nobody good. There's none righteous. No, not one. We're all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord has laid your niggas all upon him. By his stripes only, beloved, can you get healed. He's the healing balm, the chief physician, outside his sacrificial death, that he died at Calvary in your place, in your stead. You've got no hope. He's the blessed hope, and you can come and be saved, be washed and cleansed, and go to heaven. If you'll just repent, simply repent, turn from your sin, give up yourself, and call on God with a broke heart and contrite spirit. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, beloved. When you've heard, you know what to do, and you receive it and believe it, accept it and repent, he'll save you just like you are. See, my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. I pray in his name.